Good evening, you are listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative and electronic tunes brought to you by myself, Nigel, sat here in the studio, this time on my own. So I'll just be nuttering to you and, well, playing some tunes and telling you stuff, such as gigs and clubs going on in the area, but all that's a little bit further along in the show. To start with, I dug something out of the CD box there with a nice little ditty by Frontline Assembly, Hayload, from their album Epitaph from two or three years ago now. That's, well, slightly more than that, I think. Nice, very nice stuff from Frontline Assembly there. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to continue with the tunes. This is well, a number of my friends and mine, one of my favourite bands by a certain artist. This is some C-Band.
I dream about leaving. traveling all night to reach the coast of Newfoundland. To meet the love of my life, but she's not there. I sit down by the sea, at the coast of Newfoundland. Smile, I dream about leaving.
to kiss and swallow. Echo, echo, a kick in your head to kill the hollow.
This is still Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM, and you heard there IMX with Kiss and Swallow. That's from Advanced Electronics Volume 5, but that's just a top track by IMX. That's a little old these days, but I do love it to death. Before that, we had something a lot newer. We had Aria with Miss the Mark, and that's from her most recently released CD single or EP called Plastic and Broken. I think that came out maybe 3 weeks ago now, so that's pretty new. Actually, 4 weeks. I think I played a track off it 2 shows ago, so it's got to be 4 weeks ago. But yes, that's really new stuff. And to be honest, that's a sampler of a taster of what's to come from her next album. It's looking really good. I'm really excited about getting hold of that next album whenever it comes my way. And before that, we had Seabound with Everlost from quite a while ago now, No Sleep Demon, an absolutely stunning album. Frank Smith, the lead singer, has got an absolutely fantastic voice, in my opinion. A number of my friends seem to agree with me. But the news is, this segues quite nicely into the news, Seabound were meant to be playing the up-and-coming Resistance Festival in a couple of weekends' time, and unfortunately they've had to cancel for personal reasons, I believe. There's no more details other than that, apart from the fact that there is a replacement band for Seabound for the Resistance Festival. They are indeed Funkervocht. So Funkervocht will be replacing Seabound at Resistance. Unfortunately, these things happen and you can't plan for every eventuality. So a lot of people I know were quite excited about seeing Seabound, which is a real shame that they won't be playing, and hopefully they will tour again at some point later in the year, so we'll at least get a chance to see them. Fingers crossed that'll happen. But yes, for the time being, we're just going to have to resound ourselves to just playing a bit of them on the radio, which I quite enjoy anyway. So yes, that was IMX, Aria and Seabound. Quite electronic-y, poppy, just synth poppy stuff there, but with some great vocals and great production between all three tracks, so I thought they fitted quite well together. There isn't much news other than Seabound. Actually, there's a couple more items I've got in my list. That's foolish of me to say there isn't much more. There is indeed. There's Imperative Reaction have now been announced for Infest, the festival, August Bankholdy later on this year, here in Bradford at the Student Union. Imperative Reaction being a band I think I might play some of soon. Yes, I've got some in my CD box, so we'll get some of that played for you. They haven't actually released much over the last couple of years, but they do seem to be a good staple, and I don't think they've played the UK much before, if at all. So good stuff to see Imperative Reaction appearing at Infest. I'd be quite excited about seeing those. And the other thing worthy of note is actually news for exactly the same weekend. On the last show, I did chat a little about Nine Inch Nails reforming and doing a bit of a European tour, a US tour, and then doing a European tour next year. That seems to have got a bit blurred because they've now been announced for the Leeds Reading Festival in August, which is the same bank holiday weekend as Infest. But yeah, Nine Inch Nails are announced for that. So they are actually doing some festival stuff this year. So you might actually get to see them this year. I am under the impression this will be a kind of a rejuvenated Nine Inch Nails, so quite how they'll sound will be interesting. They evolve their sounds throughout their lifespan, so it'll be interesting to see, you know, what new tracks we'll be getting and how those will compare to previous albums and sounds they've had over the years. Anyway, I think it's time to carry on with the tunes, and as I promised, I've got some Imperative Reaction sat in the CD player. This is a track called Siphon that's, I think it got released last year. It's not off an album, but you can actually go and download it for free. So if you go to imperativereaction.bandcamp.com, you can download this for free. I checked it. I think I downloaded it a while back, but it's still available to download. So if you want a copy of this, go and get it. It's perfectly legal. It's the band actually giving away this track. But if not, just here, have a listen. You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Be My Enemy with The Chemical Suite, from Shot by Both Sides, which is still a free download from Vampire Freaks. So if you get over to vampirefreaks.com and find Be My Enemy on there, you will find the ability to download the Shot by Both Sides EP, which has got that track on it. Absolutely stunning stuff. It was the first stuff we got from Be My Enemy when they reappeared, as it were. And yep, great stuff, and it's still available for free. Before that, we had Imperative Reaction with Siphon, which Imperative Reaction have been announced for Infest, and that track is also available for free, given away by the band, if you go to imperativereaction.bandcamp.com. Now, I think it's about time to run down the gigs, clubs, and stuff going on in the local area for the next couple of weeks or so. And we have upcoming on Saturday, the 23rd of March, we have Kick in the Eye just down the road in Leeds at the pub called The Library. It's a night of 80s goth, and it runs from, I think, 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. And it's exactly what it says on the tin. A night of 80s goth. More information can be found if you go to sheepish.net/kickintheeye, or if you search for Kick in the Eye on Facebook, there's an event for it and all that kind of usual gubbins. Following that, the weekend after, we have from Friday the 29th of March to the Sunday the 31st of March, we have the Resistance Festival in Sheffield, and that's at the Corporation in Sheffield. More information about that can be found at resistancefestival.com. I think over the last few weeks I've read out every single band who's playing. Like I said earlier, C-Band have cancelled, unfortunately, but you've got Funkvok in replacement. I think the Friday has definitely sold out, and the Saturday and Sunday are probably not far off either. So if you've not got tickets and do or go, check before you go. See if you can get tickets in advance. Also on Sunday the 31st of March, if the kind of resistance-y, industrial-y stuff isn't your cup of tea, there's also the Phono Reunion over at The Wire in Leeds. That is a few of the old Phono DJs from back in the day. If you remember the Phono in Leeds in the Merrion Centre, it was a kind of a significant nightclub of the whole goth, industrial, alternative punk, a bit of everything kind of went on there. It was a very much a alternative pub club, and some of the DJs every now and again, every two or three times a year, run a reunion night, and this is one of those nights. There isn't a huge amount of information about this, just Facebook event. So if you remember the Phono, or if you don't but you just like those kind of old 80s alternative or 90s alternative kind of tunes, get yourself down there. It's at The Wire in Leeds. Following on that, going into April, we have on Friday the 5th of April, we have Black Veil at the Fenton in Leeds. This is a gothy club night. It's run upstairs in the Fenton in Leeds. It costs £4 in. It runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. and all the information on that is on their Facebook event. If you go and find the Black Veil group, I think it's called Black Veil Leeds or something like that, Facebook search should help you out. And yes, it's I've not actually been to that in very long time, so I couldn't tell you much about it, but it's currently running once every other month, so don't expect it to be there monthly. It's every other month. It happened in February, it's happening in April, it'll continue that pattern throughout the year, I believe. So yeah, if you fancy that, get along to the Fenton in Leeds on Friday the 5th. Following that, on Saturday the 6th of April, we have the usual Flock Night, which is the usual combination of some bands followed by a club night. So unsurprisingly, that's exactly this combination. And the bands this time round are the absolutely fantastic Cold in Berlin, Dead Eyes Opened, and Lost Souls. And I think I've seen two out of the three of those. I don't think I've seen Lost Souls before, but both Cold in Berlin and Dead Eyes Opened are very good. Well worth getting along to. That's at the Library in Leeds. The doors are 7 p.m. and the first band is on at 7:30. And to see the bands, it costs £5 in advance, so a little bit more on the door on the night. That is followed by the Flock Club Night from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. and that's £4 before midnight. If you haven't been to the bands in advance, if you've been to the bands, you get to stay in for the club night. So it's kind of a double whammy. If you want to see some bands followed by a club night, it's brilliant. If you just want to do one of the two, you can do that as well. And there's more information about that on the Facebook event, or I think if you go to sheepish.net/flock, I think there's information on there as well. Scooting a little bit ahead in April, There's Friday the 19th of April. There is Mesh playing Legends in Newcastle. Now, that's quite a bit far north, unfortunately, but it seems that. And on Saturday the 20th, they're playing in Manchester. So it seems Mesh aren't doing too many gigs in the UK, and they're the two closest ones to little old Yorkshire. So it's a choice between Newcastle or Manchester. And I think I'm probably going to head to the Newcastle night, because on Saturday the 20th, clashing with Mesh playing in Manchester, we have Rhombus and Dead Eyes Opened and the Marching Men playing at the Parish in Huddersfield, which is a gig I want to get to as well. So there's just so much going on. It's unbelievable. So yeah, that's quite a lot going on for the next month. I think I've rounded out the next month. As always, if you know of gigs, clubs, events, stuff that would fit quite nicely into the kind of rocky, industrial, alternative-y world of things, let me know. Get onto bcbradio.co.uk, find the radio show, and there should be some information to contact me on there. So, yeah, dig out my contact details, dig out the show contact details, and let me know, and I will let the masses know. But now I think I'm going to continue with quite a noisy band. This is a band I think I saw over in Kinetic in Montreal a good few years ago now, and they were storming. Even though they weren't really my cup of tea recorded, they were brilliant live, just so powerful. It made the gig a lot of fun. So this is Calibrating the God Machine off by Ivardensphere.
Believing they were going to die, one passenger took these photographs in hope they'd be found in the wreckage and give clues to the cause of the crash. Wow.
Altitude on 2. We'll be right back.
They're the things that meant something to me, and at that point in my life, it was my son.
We'll be right back.
was Selector with Judicio Final, the Judicio Final, actually, the God Destruction remix from the We Are Legion Death Watch Asia free compilation download. So if you get over to deathwatchasia.com, the record label, that is one of the free downloads you can get. It's a whole album of Death Watch Asia artists, including Selector, who are playing the Resistance Festival in a week or so's time. So well worth getting along to see. And before that, we played you Ivarden Sphere with Calibrating the God Machine, the Kinetic Cut from the Kinetic Festival Volume 3 compilation. Stunningly loud and noisy and fun band. Good to actually see live. I appear to have done my usual trick of running short on time, so I just want to say thank you for listening. Goodbye. I'll be back in a couple of weeks, like usual, with more of the same. And I'm going to leave you tonight with a track by a band I've mentioned a couple of times because they're playing over the next month or so in Yorkshire. This is Dead Eyes Opened with a track called MV. So good night. See you in a fortnight.
Have names.